Go ahead, Steve Gilbert.
Tori, can you just talk about the decision to DFA Josh Reddick and also to option Riley?
Yeah, first of all, those are hard decisions when you DFA somebody like Josh Reddick. The tough discussions. We've made the decision, and then, you know, sitting down and having that conversation with Brad was tough on me, you know, and a number of us have known him a long time, but the reality is that the playing time was drying up. We were getting some players back that we wanted to get a longer look at, and this is just the nature of the game, and unfortunately it resulted in making that tough decision. The one thing I want to say about Red is he was very productive while he was here. He had some solid at bats. He had a home run the other day after not playing for several days. It got us right back into a baseball game. So, it's just the direction we were going, wanting to give some of the younger players an opportunity, his at bats drying up. And then, you know, hopefully this will give him an opportunity to catch on with somebody that's contending, or we'll give him a better opportunity than we could. As far as Riley, Riley wasn't throwing the ball that well. That's the bottom line. You know, if you can look at the numbers, I'm watching the same game you guys are, and you know, it's an earned run average over six. It's a 1.5 WHIP, and we felt like there's more in there for Riley and for him to go down and get consistent work. And we've played the song before several of our players where we want him to go down and get the reps and get back to what they are and who they are. And we know we'll see Riley again soon.
Big Carl.
Tori, how did it go with Rojas and the live? Did he hit live yesterday?
Yeah. So everything went well with him yesterday. I think he had 5 at bats and he is here today. And if he has a good day, we're targeting a departure, getting him out to rehab, rehab stint in Reno, but that's probably part two. Part one is to see how he feels, have his work day here, and then make that decision. But that's what we're aiming for.
Sorry, it seems like he's probably getting close. And I assume that's another guy that's going to get back that you're going to want to play a lot. Mm-hmm. Have you started having conversations with any of the veterans about the playing time situation and what to expect over these last couple months?
I have. Yes, I have.
What has been your message?
The obvious one that, I might make some decisions that will or may not include you in the lineup. And, we're trying to get a look at some of the younger players and we want to see what they could do. So, it's just where we're going, and that's the direction we're heading in. And I'm anxious to see some of these younger players get this opportunity.
What were you seeing out of Bukauskas?
Say that one more time.
What were you seeing out of Bukauskas? What do you think he needs to improve on?
Consistency. I mean, the stuff comes out hot. And at times is unhittable, and then other times I think there's some middle mistakes. And the pitches are always competitive. It's just more or less the location. And you know, guys are smart and they can wait things out. And when you make mistakes, they're going to jump on them. And when JB wasn't making mistakes and he was on the attack and landed pitches where he wanted to, he was overpowering. And you know, from a manager standpoint, I need dependability. I need to know what's coming out of the bullpen every time. And if you're consistent and you know what's going to be happening with each guy that you're going to put into a game, it makes my decision a lot easier.
Is Josh Van Meter doing okay? Just out of the lineup because it's a lefty today.
Yes, Josh is okay. Have you guys seen the lineup yet?
Just came out.
Yes.
He'll be available off the bench, very similar to what we were doing yesterday. Correct.
Any other questions for Tori? All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Tori.
Yeah.